Hi, this is Rick Warren, and you're listening to Daily Hope. You know, many people say they don't have time for a daily quiet time in God's Word. That's just an excuse, because every person on the planet has the same 168 hours a week. The question is, how do you spend that time? Fact is, you don't have time for everything. You know that, and I know that. Nobody has time for everything. That's why you have to make time for what really counts in life. It's not a matter of time. Did you hear that? It's not a matter of time. It's a matter of priorities and value. You make time for the things that matter to you. And the key to making time for a daily devotion is to make Jesus and His kingdom the number one priority in your life. If you do that, you'll find time for a quiet time. Matthew 6, Jesus says, "Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all the other things will be given to you as well." In other words, put God first in your life and you'll have more time. Now, here's an important principle you need to remember. Whatever you need more of in your life, give God first place in that area, and He'll give you more of what you need. Putting God first includes putting God first in your day, putting God first in your heart, in your mind. And that means having a daily quiet time where you sit down with God and say, "God, what do you want to say to me today through your word?" So let's get started today and look into God's word for our daily hope.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Today, we're going to continue in our series called 40 Days of Love with the fourth and final part of the message called Loving Like Jesus Loves Me. It's based on 1 Corinthians chapter 13. In just a few moments, we're going to tell you how you can get the Life-Giving Study DVD and study kit for this series. You can take a sneak peek at it while you listen today just by going to PastorRick.com or by texting the word DAILY to 99000. And now here's Rick with today's message.
If you're going to become a world-class lover, you have to accept people the way God accepts you. You have to value people the way God values you. You have to forgive others the way God forgives you. And then fourth one, this is important. I must believe in others like Jesus believes in me. I must believe in others like Jesus believes in me. Did you know all around you are people with low self-esteem? Everybody has insecurities. Everybody. Everybody has insecurities. Everybody. If you don't think you got insecurities, you're in denial or you're lying, because you have insecurities. In fact, I've discovered that even the more successful people become, the more insecure they often become. And studies have shown that the younger you were when you first experienced rejection, the more serious it is in your life. So it's almost like a curse when people say, "You're not going to amount to anything. You won't matter. You're not." How do you reverse a curse? You start believing what Jesus says about you instead of believing what other people say about you. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 13, if you love someone, you will be loyal to him no matter what the cost. You will always believe in him. Love believes. You will always believe in him, always expect the best of him, and always stand your ground defending him. Love believes. When everybody else says believes the worst, love believes the best. Says, "I'm going to go ahead and move ahead." And this is what God wants you to do. It's exactly what Jesus did. He affirmed people around him. Jesus looked at people and he didn't see what they were. He saw what they could become. He saw their potential. He saw their growth. He saw what God intended for them to be. And he brought out the best in people, not by labeling them, but saying, "I believe you can do it. I know you can do it." In fact, someday do a study of Jesus and how many times he says, "You can do it. I believe in you. I know you can do this. Nothing will be impossible. If you trust me, you get my spirit inside of you, you depend on my power, you can do it. I believe in you." In fact, he said this, look at this screen. He says, "As you, Heavenly Father, sent me into the world, I have sent them into the world." Now think about this. Jesus trusted the future of the entire world to 12 fishermen, and one of them flamed out. So it's only 11. And these are just normal guys, no high school, no college education. And he spends 3 years with them, and he says, okay, guys, I believe in you. You can do this. Now, you take this good news message to everybody else, and you share it around the whole world, to Jerusalem and Judea and Samaria and the whole world, the Great Commission. And I'm trusting you guys. I believe in you. I know you can do this. And Jesus goes back to heaven, and the angels say, okay, Jesus, you died for all of humanity. And how are you going to spread the good news? Well, I gave it to these 11 guys. And the angels are going, and what's your plan B? And Jesus says, there is no plan B. I believe in these guys. I know they can do it. I'm going to trust them.
The rest of today's message is coming your way in just a few moments. But right now, if you'd like to connect with Rick on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, or Instagram, go to PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com. And click on his social media links. And while you're there, be sure to sign up for his free Daily Hope email devotional and take a look at all the helpful resources. Again, that's PastorRick.com.
Jesus said that of all the commandments in the Bible, two are most important. Love God with all your heart and love your neighbor as yourself. When you do this, you end up obeying the rest of God's commandments, and all the relationships in your life, even the difficult ones, get so much better. To help you do this, Pastor Rick wants to send you the 40 Days of Love study kit, which includes a 6-session DVD and a study guide. In this video series, Rick teaches you how to make loving God and loving others the central focus in your life. He shares practical, Christ-centered advice on how to authentically love God and love your neighbor as a normal way of life. When you learn to focus on the spiritual principles of patience, kindness, truth, and forgiveness, love will become your dominant life value. Please let us send you the 40 Days of Love study kit as our way of saying thanks for your financial support of this ministry. Get yours right now by calling 800-600-5004. That's 800-600-5004. Or go to PastorRick.com. That's Pastor Rick with two R's in the middle, .com.
Here's Pastor Rick Warren.
You know, I just want to take a quick second to say thank you. Thank you for listening, for sharing this broadcast, and for your faithful prayers, especially your financial support. God is using you in a mighty way to get the message of hope out to a world that's desperately in need of Jesus Christ. Thank you.
When you give to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope broadcast, you're supporting the program that received the Billy Graham Award for Excellence in Christian Communications. This prestigious award was presented to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope by the National Religious Broadcasters, which is the association for all Christian communicators, including film, radio, television, and digital media all around the world. So we are humbled and honored that our peers in broadcast ministry have selected Daily Hope for this award. We're also honored to be associated with the great legacy of Billy Graham. Most of all, we thank you so much for making it possible. Without you, this broadcast would have never happened.
Once again, here's Pastor Rick.
Jesus trusted the future of the entire world to 12 fishermen, and one of them flamed out. So it was only 11. And he spends 3 years with them, and he says, okay, guys, I believe in you. I know you can do this. And Jesus goes back to heaven, and the angels say, okay, Jesus, you died for all of humanity, and how are you going to spread the good news? Well, I gave it to these 11 guys. And the angels are going, and what's your plan B? And Jesus says, there is no plan B. I believe in these guys. I know they can do it. I'm going to trust them. And that is what God says about you. In fact, let me just show you a series of verses. Look up here on the screen. Some are on your outline, some are up here. If you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move, and nothing will be impossible to you. Jesus is saying to him, you can do it. With faith, you can do it. I believe in you, you can do it. In fact, Jesus said, everything is possible for him who believes. I believe in you. You can do it. With me in your heart and your spirit, God's power in you, you can do it. Look at this verse. Jesus told them, I assure you, if you have faith and you don't doubt, you can do things like this. He's talking about the miracles he had done. And much, much more. You can do it. In fact, this is one of the most amazing verses. Look at this next one. Jesus says, the truth is, anyone who believes in me will do the same works I have done, huh? And even greater works, because I'm going to be with my Father. He's going, wait a minute. The things that I've done, you'll be able to do too? How is that possible? Well, here's how it's possible. When Jesus Christ was here physically in a body, he could only be in one place at one time. Now, Jesus can put his spirit in me and you and millions of other people, and he can be doing miracles in many places all at once. And he can answer prayer in many places all at once. And he says, you can do it. And Jesus wants you to believe in others too. Look at these verses here on the screen. He says, I want us to help each other with the faith that we have. And your faith will help me, and my faith will help you. In other words, this is why you need to be in a small group. Because sometimes you have a really tough week, and you get the faith kicked out of you. And you don't have any faith. And you're dead, and you're doubting, and you're down, and depressed, and discouraged, and maybe in despair. And he says, you know, when you're down, the other people in your group will have faith for you. And then later, when they're getting the faith kicked out of them, you can have faith for them. He says, we help each other out. We don't just believe in God. The Bible says if you're going to be a believer, that means believe not only in Jesus, it believes in, believe in each other. Let me say it again. If you're going to be a follower of Jesus, that means you not only believe in God and in Christ, it means you believe in each other. And that's what the church is for. We believe in each other, and we help each other through tough times, and we are a family. The Bible says we are to show love to each other. Next verse says, let us consider how we may spur one another on to love and to good deeds. And we do that in our small groups. Okay, let's take the flap, and let's look at this last one. If I'm going to learn to be a world-class lover, I got to show acceptance to, and I hope you're written in an amen, affirm the value of, offer forgiveness to, and demonstrate trust in. Write down a person, somebody specific this week. And all you do is you listen to this message, you walk out of here, you don't do this, you got nothing out of this. You got squat. You need to have a project, somebody you see as the potential for growth that you could say, I believe in you. Maybe you could think of somebody who's been falsely accused of something, and you need to go and say, I believe in you. Or maybe somebody they've questioned, or you've questioned their motives, you need to go and say, I believe in you. Or somebody who has potential and nobody else has seen, you need to say, I believe in you. You know, psychologists tell us that your self-image, how you see yourself, is largely determined by what you think the most important person in your life thinks about you. Let me say that again. The way you feel about you is determined by what you think the most important person in your life thinks about you. So as your friend, as your pastor, somebody who loves you, I'm telling you, you should make Jesus Christ the most important person in your life. Because he says, you are valuable. You are acceptable. You are lovable. You are forgivable. You are capable. And you need to stop listening to what everybody else is saying about you. You need to stop listening to what your conscience is saying to yourself. And you need to start listening. Make Jesus Christ the most important person in your life and listen to what he says about you. See, it really doesn't matter what other people say. What matters is what God says and who you're going to believe anyway. Fred Craddock is a pastor. He tells this story about the time he was vacationing in Gatlinburg, Tennessee. Fred and his wife were seated at a table in a restaurant. It's a true story. And an old man came up to them and asked, are you folks on vacation? Yes, said Fred, and we're having a good time. The old man said, so what do you do for a living? Fred said, I'm a preacher. Oh, said the old man, then let me tell you a preacher story. And he sat down by them. The old man said, you know, I was born an illegitimate child, and I never knew who my father was. And it was very, very hard on me growing up. And the kids in school made fun of me. And growing up, I didn't have any friends at all. When I walked around our little town, I always felt people were staring at me and looking at me and saying, I wonder who's the father of that boy. He said, you know, I spent a lot of time by myself. And as I said, I didn't have any friends. And this man said, one day a pastor came to town and everybody was talking about how good he was. And he said, I'd never gone to church, but I decided I'd go to church and hear this guy. So I went, and he was good. So he said, I kept going back. But each time I went to church, he said, I'd come in late, and I'd leave early, so I wouldn't have to talk to anybody. Sounds like a lot of you. Okay. Now I know. Okay. Then one Sunday, he said, I got so caught up listening that I forgot to leave early. And the service ended and the people stood up and I couldn't get out the door. And suddenly, he said, I felt a heavy hand on my shoulder. And when I turned, that big, tall pastor was standing there with his hand on my shoulder looking at me. And he said, what's your name, son? Whose boy are you? Whose son are you? He said, you know, Fred, I just shook when I heard those words and I heard that question. But he said, before I could say anything, that pastor said this, I know who you are. I know who your family is. You have a distinct family resemblance. He said, you're the Son of God. The man said, you know, mister, those words changed my life. The old man got up and he left, and a waitress came over a little bit later and said, do you know who you were talking to? And Fred said, no. She said, that's Ben Hooper, 2-time governor of Tennessee. A man learned he was the child of God, and it changed his whole direction. It changed his destiny. He learned he was valuable and acceptable and lovable and forgivable and capable. And it changed the rest of his life, and all the opinions of other people didn't matter anymore. Now, I know, without a doubt, you've had wounds in your life. You've been hurt, no doubt. And they're wounds from rejection by peers and parents and all the other people I've talked about. God cares. I care. His church cares. You need to make Jesus Christ the most important person in your life and start filling your mind with what he says. That is the starting point for love. You can't love others until you know how much God loves you. Ephesians 3:18, may you have the power to understand, as all God's people should, how wide, how long, how high, and how deep God's love really is. Let's bow our heads. Thank you, Father, that you can heal broken hearts and bitter memories and damaged self-esteem and even the tears that are falling right now. Thank you. Thank you that we matter to you. Thank you that patterns can be erased and curse can be reversed. Thank you that you turn nobodies into somebodies. Thank you. Jesus, I ask that you help people today, these dear friends of mine, you help them to begin to see themselves through your eyes of love. Thank you that we can depend upon your love. Now you pray in your heart. I want you to say this. Dear Jesus Christ, help me to see myself the way you see me. Thank you for creating me. Thank you for loving me. Thank you for dying for me. I don't understand it all. But thank you that you accept me and that you value me and that you forgive me and that you believe in me. I want to believe in you. I want to trust you. Help me to care more about what you think of me than what other people think. And may the truth set me free. Now, with their heads still bowed, I want you to repeat these truths aloud, after me. Together, let's say it. Because of Jesus, I am acceptable. I am valuable. I'm lovable. I am forgivable. And I am capable. Jesus, help me to see myself through your eyes of love, and help me to see others the same way. Amen.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Now, if you've missed any part of this broadcast, including portions we didn't have time for today, just visit PastorRick.com, where you can listen online anytime. Be sure to sign up for Rick's free daily email devotional while you're there. That's PastorRick.com. Rick will be back in just a moment with a closing thought. But just before that, let me ask you, is it possible to love the people in your life any more than you already do? Pastor Rick says it is. But it's not about trying harder or willing yourself to love more. It's about discovering what God says about love in His Word. Right now, here's Pastor Rick to tell you more.
Jesus says that the two most important things you can do while you're here on earth are to love God with all your heart and to love your neighbor as yourself. In other words, life is all about love. Now, as believers, it's not just enough to talk about love or to read about love or to discuss love. We must show it. We must exhibit it by the way we treat other people. Now, the Bible says that we do this. We learn to be genuinely loving people by relying on the love that God has for us. That's why I've put together a 6-session study kit called 40 Days of Love. It includes a study guide and a 6-session DVD that will teach you the habits of a loving heart. Now, you can go through it by yourself, but really, how are you going to learn to love by yourself? You need to do it in a small group with 2 or 3 friends or even more. Just get some friends and some neighbors and say, let's learn how to really love and let's study this together for 40 days. Now, 40 Days of Love is going to teach you why love matters most, more than anything else. And it's going to teach you what the Bible means when it says that love is patient and love is kind and love speaks the truth. Love keeps no record of wrongs. That love is forgiving. Now, I want to tell you something. This is a life-changing study. It changed my life when I did it. And it's going to change your life and those that you share it with. And if you really want to grow spiritually, you've got to learn how to love. Now, this month, we're offering the 40 Days of Love Study Kit for a financial gift to Daily Hope Ministries. I want everybody to be able to enjoy this study, so all I ask is that you help support Daily Hope Ministries. Now, I know some of you can afford a little bit more than others, and I appreciate that. It helps us keep on the air and helps us spread the message to other stations. But some of you, you're going through tough times and you don't have a whole lot. That's okay. I know you work hard for what you earn. I promise that whatever you give, no matter how large or small, that every cent that you send in to support Daily Hope goes right back into the ministry. I do this ministry for free. I take no money from it. And so you can be certain that any gift you give is helping spread the hope we have in Christ here at home and even all around the world. Now, thanks for listening today, and join me next time as we continue to look into God's Word for our daily hope.
Get yours right now by calling 800-600-5004. That's 800-600-5004. Or go to PastorRick.com. That's Pastor Rick with two R's in the middle, .com. This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.